Okay, people, there's so many people, you know, making YouTube videos, just a guy, you know, emptying his magazine is getting like 10 million views. But you have to know, actually, that the pen is mightier than the sword, yeah? So, after the shooting, I give you a good stance, you know, how to stand, you know, make a smaller target. So, you know, there's old techniques, you know, holding a gun like this, grabbing it, you know. But the best way to do it, you know, as I was taught in the regiment, you know, this is nice with the new guns. You can keep your finger to keep it in target, is to go through your knees, go over, and like this. Because you make a smaller target and you go real into it, you know, and just empty the mag until you see a result. So I don't like to make videos like this, you know, because the only weapon we have against the enemy within, which is Switzerland, is their base of Pharaoh, is the information. And we have to know, I'll tell you later. First I'll empty the mag for you, because this is what, you know, the sheep want to see, empty a mag. So, well, let's do it. It's a 9mm. So I go into stance like this and... Okay, there we go. That was it. I hope I didn't get the guy who was... Oh, there's one more in it. No, there wasn't. I hope usually it should stay open like this, but it didn't. So again, the pen is mightier than the sword. There are 1 million Swiss Americans, 1 million in the US, and they keep all key positions because Switzerland was founded by the Templars. And you have to watch my videos, Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, the Pharaoh Show, Auschwitz, Made in Switzerland, the Nazi Templars, to understand it all. And I'll give you one small example. You have to have a close look at the itinerary. In 1929, there was the Wall Street crash. All the savings of all honest Americans were stolen. By whom? I mean, the money went somewhere. So we have to know what happened before and what happened afterwards. I already showed this in my videos, and go and have a look and you see some more. It's, you know, it's not about emptying a mag, you know, because they are much stronger than we are and much more organized. So what happened 2 months before? They got a new president in the US 2 months before the Wall Street crash in September the 29th in 1929. Two months before, they had a new president, Herbert Hoover. His real name was Huber, of Swiss descent, just like Gay Edgar Huber, another Swiss. And he was also in power right at the same time. So then there was the Wall Street crash, so they had all prepared. They had the Swissy, they had their men in all key positions. And then after the Wall Street crash, 3 months after, already in 1930, or 4 months after maybe, they founded the central bank of all the central banks. This has never happened before. And there was the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And it needed a central bank of all the central banks to transfer all the stolen money of honest Americans from the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of America, into the central bank of all the central banks, the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS. And at the head of it was Hitler's bank, it was the Nazi bank, it was Hjalmar Schacht, Hitler's banker, 33 degree Mason. So the Nazis never persecuted the Masons. It's all a lie, actually. Well, they persecuted maybe some lower degrees, you know, some the real ones they didn't. And with this, they financed the incredible rise of the German war industry with the money of honest Americans and their savings. So how do you want to stop this with just a handgun? We need the information, you know? This is what important. The information is important, not this. The information that counts, you know? It's our only weapon we have. So, You know, I'm tired seeing this guy, you know, 10 million views just emptying a handgun on YouTube. So I'll give you some more information, which is a bit more detailed and much more important.